我们在这里学习一些可能的事项。
Today we'll study some possibilities.
如果胜过试探是不可能的，那么我们在这里是浪费时间。
If it is impossible to overcome temptation, then we are wasting our time here.
胜过试探是可能的。
To overcome temptation is possible.
胜过试探也是重要的。
And overcoming temptation is very important.
属灵的成长是可能的。
Spiritual growth is possible.
属灵的成长也是重要的。
And spiritual growth is very important.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. 2 verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
第二节。
2. As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
那个 grow thereby, 那另外还有有的会加上几个字那几个字就是up to salvation, 就是以致得救。
And it's also translated in NIV, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
所以这个属灵的成长它是可能的，而且是重要的，因为它跟得救有关。
So this spiritual growth is possible and important because it's related to salvation.
所以我们要立志来灵性上长进。
So we must have a determination to grow in our spirituality.
那我们可以分两个方面来看。
We can divide this into two perspectives.
第一个我们要去知道有关灵性成长的事情。
First is that we need to know things that are related to spiritual growth.
第二个我们要知道如何去追求灵性的成长。
And the second is we have to know how to pursue spiritual growth.
有哪些灵性有关灵性成长是我们应该知道的。
What are some things regarding spiritual growth that I need to know?
第一个我们要知道灵性的成长从什么时候开始。
First, we need to know when spiritual growth begins.
那个很多事情开始是很重要。
Many times, the beginning of something is very important.
开始常常也就是一个基础。
The beginning is often a foundation.
一个房子它的基础是在地下，你看不见。
The foundation of a house is underneath it and you cannot see it.
你看不见不等于它不重要。
But because you cannot see it does not mean it is not important.
你必须要有地基基础你才能够来盖房子。
You must have a foundation, a base in order to build a house.
或许没有这个地基你也一样可以盖一个漂亮的建筑物。
Perhaps without foundation, you can still build a very beautiful building.
但是那个建筑物是可以看但是不能够住。
But that building can only be seen and cannot be lived in.
所以开始它或许看不见但是它很重要。
So, beginning is very important even though it cannot be seen.
灵性的成长要有一个开始。
And spiritual growth must have a beginning.
那就是所谓的重生。
And that is a renewal, a rebirth.
讲到重生这个字眼我们都知道就是约翰福音三章一节到五节。
And when we talk about rebirth, we all know it is referring to John chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
你受洗的事情现在已经看不见了。
What has happened when you were reborn at baptism, it cannot be seen anymore.
你得了圣灵你没有祷告也是看不见的。
And when you have received the Holy Spirit, when you are not praying, it cannot be seen.
那但是你是不可以忽略洗礼跟受圣灵这两件事情。
However, you still cannot overlook these two things of receiving water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为这是灵性成长的一个基础，一个开始。
Because this is the foundation, a beginning of spiritual growth.
第二个我们要知道神是如何来帮助我们灵性成长。
The second thing we need to know is how God helps us to spiritually grow.
神他让我们慢慢的可以去知道神对我们的要求是什么。
God helps us to slowly understand what He requires of us.
神让我们渐渐的能够去做他对我们要求的事情。
And God allows us to slowly do what He requires of us.
那这个就是灵性的一个成长。
And this is a growth in our spirituality.
神 既然要我们灵性成长，他就会帮助我们。
And since God wants us to spiritually grow, He will help us.
请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
这里说神让他成长。
And here it says, God gave the increase.
所以我们灵性的成长，这是神重要的工作之一。
So our spiritual growth is something important that God does.
但是也需要，像这里有人撒种，有人浇灌。
But we still need someone to plant and also someone to water.
所以为什么我说灵性成长，这是可能的。
So why do I say that spiritual growth is possible?
因为这是神的工作。
Because this is the work of God.
比如说一开始的那个灵性成长的开始，那个也是神的工作。
And for example, the beginning of spiritual growth is the work of God as well.
因为我们知道那一个重生是关乎我们在神面前被赦免。
Because we know that that rebirth is when we are forgiven before God.
那个重生是包括着我们领受了一个新的生命。
And that rebirth is related to when we receive new life.
那个重生包括着我们是属于主耶稣的身体。
And that rebirth includes that we belong to the body of Christ.
这些是我们自己做不到的。
These are things that we ourselves cannot do.
那这个是神的部分，神为我们做。
And this is God's part that He has done for us.
所以主耶稣来到世界上，他为我们牺牲，他为我们流血。
So Jesus came into this world and He sacrificed for us and He bled for us.
第三个我们必须要知道，这个我们如何来帮助自己灵性的成长。
And the third thing we needed to know is how we can help ourselves to grow spiritually.
我们请参考哥林多前书十一章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians 11.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. 11 verse 1.Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
在这里保罗说他是效法主耶稣基督的。
Here Paul says that he imitates Jesus Christ.
所以保罗也要我们效法主耶稣基督。
So Paul also wants us to imitate Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以我们如何来帮助自己在灵性上成长。
So how do we help ourselves to grow spiritually?
这就是我们的一个目标，向主耶稣。
And this is one of our goals, facing Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣给我们留下什么很重要的榜样？
What kind of important example has Lord Jesus left for us?
就是主耶稣跟天父之间的关系。
And that is his relationship with the Heavenly Father.
主耶稣跟天父之间的关系就是爱跟顺服。
The relationship between Jesus and the Heavenly Father is of love and submission.
当主耶稣受洗从水里上来，天上有声音说，这是我的爱子。
When Jesus was baptized and came out of the water, there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved son.
这个是天父的爱。
This is the love of the Heavenly Father.
那我们看到主耶稣在主耶稣这个传道旅程当中他的生活。
And when we see Jesus' life when he was preaching the gospel,
主耶稣一再的提到他是顺服天父。
Jesus often said that he submits to the Heavenly Father.
尤其是在客西马尼园的祷告，那个就是一个顺服的祷告。
Especially in the Garden of Gethsemane, that was a prayer of submission.
所以我们就看到这个非常美丽的图画，爱跟顺服。
So we see this extremely beautiful image of love and submission.
所以我们要效法耶稣基督就是很重要的效法主耶稣的顺服。
So when we imitate Christ, it is an important aspect is that we imitate his submission.
那我们越是顺服，我们越领受神的爱。
And the more we submit, the more we receive the love of God.
有爱就有力量。
If there is love, then there is strength.
有爱就会成长。
And if there is love, then there is growth.
那所以我们也努力的让我们在属灵的知识上面能够成长。
So we also work hard to grow in our spiritual knowledge.
然后在我们的这个德性上面也成长。
And we also grow in our faith.
啊，然后在侍奉上也成长。
And we also grow in our servitude.
啊，所以我们必须要知道我们如何来做，来让自己成长。
So we must know what we can, what we must do in order for us to grow.
啊，第四个啊，我们应当去知道圣经如何来帮助我们灵性成长。
And the fourth thing we need to know is how the Bible helps us to grow spiritually. 啊，
圣经要啊带领我们啊，也要赐给我们力量。
The Bible will guide us and will also give us strength.
哦，所以我们在灵性上就能够啊能够成长。
So that spiritually we can grow.
啊，有圣经的原则啊，让我们过着一个有意义的生活。
There are biblical principles to help us live a meaningful life.
啊，我们请参考啊。提摩太后书第三章。
Let us refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
17节。
17. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
啊，这里保罗说到，这个圣经要来帮助我们，能够完全预备做各样的善事。
Here Paul says that the Bible is good for equipping us to do every good work.
啊，那我们怎么来对待这一本圣经呢
？So how should we treat this Bible?
啊，一样的，我们要顺服圣经里头给我们的教导。
In the same way that we have to submit to the teachings of the Bible.
哦，所以我们看到灵性的成长。它真的是可能的。
And so we see that spiritual growth really is possible.
哦，除了我们自己的努力之外，这也是神的工作。
And besides our own hard work, this is also the work of God.
哦，那圣经也要帮助我们灵性成长。
And the Bible will also help us to grow spiritually.
哦，再来，我们应当知道，其他的弟兄姐妹，他们也在帮助我们灵性成长。
The next thing we need to know is that other brothers and sisters are helping us to grow spiritually.
哦，为什么我们要来到教会聚会
？Why do we have to come to the church to have service？
为什么我们需要跟弟兄姐妹有团契
？Why do we have to have fellowship with brothers and sisters？
啊，难道我们不可以自己一个人来敬拜神吗
？Can we not worship God ourselves？
啊，是的，我们可以单独的敬拜神。
Yes, we can worship God by ourselves。
啊，但是这个不能够取代了我们在一起的敬拜神。
However, this cannot replace when we come together to worship God。
那我们不但有在一起的敬拜神，我们也需要有个人的敬拜神。
And not only do we worship God together, we must also have individual worship.
啊，因为一起的敬拜神也不能够代替我们个人的敬拜神。
Because our group worship cannot replace individual worship.
啊，这就是为什么我们也常常互相勉励，我们要有读经的生活，我们要有祷告的啊，自己祷告的生活。
And that is why we often have mutual encouragement and also have personal prayer and personal Bible reading.
啊，那我们。有在一起的团契，这个跟我们的成长有关系。
And for us to come together for fellowship has to do with spiritual growth.
啊，我想要成长，我需要你。
I want to grow spiritually, but I need you.
哦，你想要灵性成长，你也需要我。
If you want to spiritually grow, you also need me.
请看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24. 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in the matter of some, but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
这里说主耶稣来的日子啊临近，我们更应该这样子。
And this says that as we see the day of Jesus Christ's coming approaching, we must do this even more.
啊，我们更应该看重在一起的。崇拜。
We should even more place importance on our worship together.
啊，我们应该更看重弟兄姐妹彼此之间的团契。
We should even more place importance on mutual fellowship.
哦，有成长才会有力量。
There will only be strength if there is growth.
啊，有力量才能够在信仰上站立得稳。
And if there is strength, then we can stand firm in our faith.
有力量才能够胜过这个撒旦的攻击。
Only if there's strength can we stand up against the attacks of Satan.
啊，所以在这里，这个希伯来书的作者说， 叫我们不要停止聚会。
So here the author of Hebrews says that we must not have, we must not stop giving, having services together.
因为我们彼此能够来造就，来让我们灵性成长。
Because we can mutually edify each other and grow spiritually.
我们必须要知道，时间跟试炼也会帮助我们灵性成长。
We must also know that time and trials can help us to grow spiritually.
我们在这个很讲求效力的时代我们常常要快快快。
In this generation, we always want to do things quick.
为什么我们的电脑要一直的换更新的？
And why do our computers always need to be the newest ones?
容量更大，速度更快。
To have more memory and also greater speed.
但是有些事情它必须要有时间的。
But there are some things that require time.
以后你买家具你可能会问说，这个木料是什么木料？
In the future, when you buy home supplies, you may ask what kind of material the wood is made of.
你要问说这个是 cherry 的吗？这个是 oak 吗？
You will ask if it is cherry or oak.
哎 ，oak 好，不是 oak 哈。但是你知道吗？
But
那个可以来做家具的那个 oak 它要成长多久？
But do you know how long it takes for that oak that can be used for house supplies? How long it takes it to grow?
可能要十年、二十年以上。
It may be 10 or 20 years and above.
你家后院你妈妈种的那个 squash， 几个月就可以收成了。
How many months can you start eating the squash that your mom cook, keeps in the backyard?
那 squash 能够做 furniture 做这个家具吗？当然不行。
Can your squash be used for furniture? Of course not.
那我们一个基督徒，我们要灵性成长，要成为一个坚强的基督徒，要成为基督精兵。
For a Christian, for us to spiritually grow, we must become strong Christian soldiers.
所以需要时间。
And so it requires time.
我们当然希望说灵性成长得很快。
We of course want our spirituality to grow very fast.
所以我不赞成你一天读个五十章的圣经。
So I do not approve of you reading 50 chapters a day of the Bible.
当然如果说你从来没有读过圣经一遍。
Of course, if you've never read the Bible once.
你要很快的把圣经这样读过一次。
And you
want, 你一天读五十章那可以。
And you want to just quickly read it through once, then reading 50 chapters a day, then that is okay.
你以为这本圣经像小说一样，你这样一天两天就把它翻完。
And if you think this book is just like a novel, and you finish flipping through it after one or two days.
这本圣经是第一卷到最后一卷，是经过多长的时间？
How much time is in between the first and the last chapters of the Bible?
你想说一个月就把它读完。
You think you can finish reading it in a month?
我只能够说你一个月把它翻完，你不是把它读完。
And all I can say is that maybe you can finish flipping through it after a month, but you do not really finish reading it in a month.
圣经知识的增长需要时间。
The growth of spiritual knowledge, biblical knowledge requires time.
灵性的成长需要时间。
And spiritual growth requires time.
请看路加福音第二章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 2.
Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
这一节也可以就是在讲到主耶稣在灵性上的成长。
This verse is, can also be said to describe Jesus' spiritual growth.
这里说跟他的身量，跟他的身体的成长，是一起成长的。
It says that it grows with his physical stature.
主耶稣成为一个真正的人来到世界上。
Jesus became a real human being and came into this world.
从婴孩这样来成长。
from a child and growing from there.
好，我们没在座没有一个人生出来就是现在这个样子。
And nobody here was born and looked just like this.
啊，是经过一个时间，经过一个过程。
It is through a time and through a process.
啊，所以我们灵性的成长也需要时间。
And so our spiritual growth also requires time.
啊，所以不要说我从一度就开始参加血神灵恩会。
So don't say that since I've attended spiritual convocation since E2, SSC since E2.
啊，所以我参加了那么多的这个血神灵恩会。
And so I've attended so many student spiritual convocations.
啊，所以我应该够了。
So it should be enough for me.
啊，有没有来参加这个 CYSC？ 啊，有没有都没有什么关系。
And if I attend the CYSC or not, it doesn't matter.
啊，如果你很在意你灵性的成长。
If you really care about your spiritual growth,
啊，你需要时间，啊，你还是一样要来参加，啊，这个 CYSC.
Then you need time, and you must still come to the CYSC.
啊，有时候我们会想，神啊，你拣选我，你爱我，你为什么让我去经历这些事情那些事情？
And sometimes we think, God, you chose me and you love me. Then why would you make me go through this and that?
啊，因为这些试炼会让我们成长。
And that is because these trials help us to grow.
请看诗篇119篇。
Let us look at Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇119篇67节。
Psalm 119 verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
71节。
71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
75节。
75. I know, O God, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me.
在我们的人生的旅程啊，我们一定会遇到一些挫折，遇到一些试炼。
In the sequence of our lives, we will encounter setbacks and also trials.
哦，那一些很让我们羡慕的啊，那些古圣徒，他们曾经有在啊经过试炼。
And all the ancient saints that we admire have also gone through many of these trials.
为什么我们很羡慕他们
？And why do we admire them？
啊，因为我们发现他们有很好的灵性，他们灵性成长。
Because we realize that they have very good faith and they have very good spiritual growth.
他们之所以有那么大的灵性的成长，常常是因为他们有经过试炼。
And the reason they have such great spiritual growth is because they go through trials.
哦，所以我们神要让我们灵性成长，所以我们也一定会经过一些试炼。
And God wants us also to grow spiritually, so we will encounter trials.
哦，所以以上所说的，为了就是要让我们知道灵性成长是可能的。
So all that we have mentioned above is to tell us that spiritual growth is possible.
那再来，我们如何来追求灵性的成长
？And next, how do we pursue spiritual growth?
啊，有几件事情也是我们需要知道的。
There are some things we must also know.
啊，第一个，我们要知道我们的信心是如何的来影响我们灵性的成长。
The first is we must know how faith affects our spiritual growth.
啊，什么叫做对神的信心
？And what is faith to God?
啊，这个对神的信心就是要求我们，啊，对神是啊这种完全的，啊，完全的，啊，完全的向他立志，啊，完全的向他有 commitment。
And to have faith towards God or to have belief in God is to have a complete determination and commitment to God.
啊，请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 verse 8. 3 verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我不是说你现在上大学，那个是 rubbish。
I'm not saying that going to college is rubbish right now.
啊，我也不是说刚才我们所享受的晚餐是啊是 rubbish.
And I'm not saying that the dinner we have just enjoyed is rubbish.
啊，而是当我们跟主耶稣比较的时候，
But it is when we compare it to Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣是胜过一切。
Lord Jesus surpasses all things.
啊，我们能够这样子的来哈，这样子的来看重主耶稣，这个就是对主耶稣的信心。
And for us to place importance on Lord Jesus like this is to have faith in Jesus.
啊，当我们能够这样的看重，我们才能够顺服。
And when we really place this importance, then we will be able to submit.
那我们刚才已经讲过，效法主耶稣就是效法主耶稣的顺服。
And we mentioned before that to imitate Christ is to imitate the submission of Christ.
那这一种的信心，对神的顺服，才能够让我们去面对我们所遭遇的事情。
And so this faith to submit to Christ will help us to face all the things we encounter.
我已经讲过，我们的遭遇里头包括试炼。
And I mentioned before that our difficulties, include trials.
如何让试炼成为我们的帮助
？And how can trials become a help to us？
啊，就是在试炼当中，你能够忍耐。
And that is during trials you can endure it.
啊，在试炼当中，你为什么能够忍耐
？And how come you can have patience and endurance during trials？
因为你对主耶稣的那一种。完全的相信
because you have that complete faith in Lord Jesus.
那这样子你就能够经过，能够经过那一个试炼。
And that way you can go through that trial.
那你就能够成长。
Then you will be able to grow.
所以我们也要在如果我们要灵性成长，我们要在信心上努力的来建设。
So if we are to grow spiritually, then we must establish our faith.
那如何建立我们的信心
？And how do we establish our faith?
我已经讲过，我们自己要努力来建立信心。
And I've already mentioned that we have to work hard to establish our own faith.
努力的去观察神在我们生活当中的恩典跟作为。
We have to work hard to think aboutall the things that God has done in our lives.
从圣经里头来帮助我们的信心。
And through the Bible, to help our faith.
从弟兄姐妹的见证来帮助我们的信心。
From the testimony of brothers and sisters to help our faith.
还有我们可以直接的向主耶稣求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
Also, we can directly ask the Lord Jesus to increase our faith.
这样子信心建立起来，我们的灵性也就能够成长。
That way, after our faith has been grown, then our spirituality can grow.
那第二个，我们要知道那个侵入我们生活当中的那种习惯性的罪，会阻挡我们灵性成长。
And being entrenched in habitual sin in our lives can also hinder our spiritual growth.
为什么说是习惯性的罪
？And why do we call this type of sin a habitual sin？
你之所以会好像这个事情成为你生活当中的一部分
，because this thing has become a part of your life，
而它又是一个错误，一个罪
，and it is also a wrong, a sin。
那可能是因为它是小小的不是所谓的大罪
，and perhaps it is small and not considered a very big sin。
你不应该花，比如说你不应该花五个小时在看电视。
For example, you shouldn't be spending 5 hours to watch TV.
但是你常常一次就是看电视看五个小时。
But many times, every time you watch TV, it's 5 hours at a time.
这个你说这个是罪吗
？And now we say, is it sin?
你觉得你会觉得说我不应该这样子。
You will think that I shouldn't be doing this.
但是我这个习惯也不是说去偷人家东西去伤害人。
However, this habit isn't stealing from someone or hurting someone.
所以我们就让它习惯性的在我们生活里头。
So we have allowed it to become a habit in our lives.
但是这个会成为我们灵性成长的一个阻挡。
But this will become a hindrance to our spiritual growth.
你仔细的想，我们的生活里头可能会有不少的这一种习惯性的不要说的那么严重罪习惯性的这种不好的习惯。
And if we think carefully, we may find that there are many of these habitual things that we shouldn't be doing.
啊，但是我们如果没有去处理它，它很可能就阻挡了我们灵性的成长。
However, if we do not spend time to take care of them, then they may hinder our spiritual growth.
哦，那个砖头所叠起来的墙是会很坚固的。砖那个 brick 或者石头。
A wall that is constructed by placing stones and bricks together is strong.
哦，那个坚强的墙是怎么来的？
And where does the strong wall come from?
哦，是一块一块的石头或者砖头这样叠起来的。
And it is placing on top of one another stones on stones and or brick on brick.
哦，我们这些小小的坏习惯啊，它也会一个一个的叠起来，到后来把你压死了。
But all of these sins, they will one by one, even though they're small, stack up and eventually crush you to death.
啊，再来第三个哈，我们如何让我们的灵性来追求我们灵性的成长
？And the third is how we can pursue our spiritual growth.
啊，就是我们要知道啊，我们的侍奉啊，会帮助我们灵性成长。
And it is that our servitude, our ministering, can help us grow spiritually.
当我们说侍奉，常常就是一种付出。
And when we say servitude, it often means
you give,
giving up something.
你花
contributing.
比如说你花时间。
For example, you give time.
你用你的力量。
You give your strength.
或者说你花你的金钱。
Or you use your money.
至少你需要花时间。
At least you will have to spend time.
但是这种在侍奉里头，它会帮助我们成长。
However, these things in servitude will help us to grow.
我们知道迦南地它有两个湖常常被称为海。
And we know there are two rivers in the land of Canaan that are often
considered lakes.
Two lakes in the land of Canaan that are often considered seas.
一个叫做加利利海。
The first is the Sea of Galilee.
一个叫做死海。
And the other one is the Dead Sea.
耶稣很多门徒是住在加利利海附近，他们是渔夫。
And many of the disciples of Jesus lived near the Sea of Galilee, and they were fishermen.
这个加利利海它是有生命的。
And this Sea of Galilee has life in it.
所以它里头有很丰富的这个鱼。
So it has an abundant amount of fish.
这个为什么称为下面一个为什么称为死海？
But why is that other sea considered the Dead Sea in the bottom?
它真的是没有生命的鱼活不了。
Because it truly has no life in it, fish cannot live there.
那为什么这两个湖会有这么大的差别？
And how come there is such a great difference between these two lakes?
因为加利利海它水有进来有出去。
And that's because the Sea of Galilee has water coming in and coming out.
那这个死海啊，水有进来，没有出去。
But in the Dead Sea, there's water coming in, but not water coming out.
它的水是蒸发。Vaporation.
The water is evaporated.
对。这个跟流出去不太一样。
And this is quite different from it flowing out.
你那水流出去啊，它会把一些东西也带出去。
And when the water is flowing out, it will also carry other things away.
这个水蒸发，它只是水跑掉，东西还在那里。
And when the water evaporates, only the water leaves, but other minerals and things in the water stay.
所以那些东西就是很多的这些矿物质，那个东西都留在那里。
So all of the things in the water are left in there.
所以死海的盐分很高。
And that's why the salt level in the water is very high.
它的比所以那个死海那个水的比重比一般的水还要高。
So the saliency in the water is higher than typical water.
所以你不会游泳。
So you can't swim in there.
我保证你跳到那里你不会淹死。
If you don't know how to swim, if you jump in, you won't drown.
I guarantee it. 它那个浮力很大所以你可以躺在那里。看书，躺在水上看书。
So, because it's very salient, then you can even lay there and read a book.
那这个给我们一个提醒。
And this reminds us of something.
如果我们要有生命
，If we are to have life,
所谓灵性成长就是属灵的生命很丰富。
Spiritual growth is when we have a very abundant, abundant life.
哦，那就是你有侍奉。
And that is if we have servitude.
我们从神领受啊，然后我们也给别人。
We receive from God and we also give to others.
那么我们就像加利利海一样，有进有出。
Then we become like the Sea of Galilee. There's incoming water and outgoing water.
那我们的生命力是很强的。
And our life and vitality is very strong.
再来，如何让我们灵性成长？
And next, how do we grow spiritually?
我们必须要对我们自己有这个属灵的内在的一种内在的训练。
We have to have an inward spiritual discipline.
我们知道很大的长进常常就是说一个很大的成功常常是你对那个事情你很专注你很投入。
And oftentimes when there is success, it is because you have disciplined yourself and you have put a lot of yourself into it.
你很专注你很 focus.
You have been very focused.
然后你又很 dedicated. 你又很投入。
You have been very focused and very dedicated to this.
那你为什么能够这样子来专注来投入因为你有自我的信念。
And how do you have so much focus and dedication? And that's because you have inward discipline.
所以我们要训练自己跟神独处自己来面对神。
And so we have to train ourselves to face God.
那个就是我们的读经祷告的生活。
And that is our life of prayer and life of Bible reading.
那我们要训练自己来顺服圣经的原则顺服神。
And we have to train ourselves to submit to the principles of the Bible and to submit to God.
这一些别人是看不到的。
And these things nobody else can see.
我常常勉励说我们一天至少要30分钟来献给神。
And I often say that every day we should offer at least 30 minutes to God.
我们用10分钟来读圣经。
We spend 10 minutes to read the Bible.
我们用10分钟我们来默想圣经。
We use 10 minutes to reflect on the Bible.
我们用10分钟来做祷告。
And we use another 10 minutes to pray.
30分钟虽然算这个对一整天来讲它是48分之一。
And 30 minutes is one out of 48 in our day.
如果用1:48那真的是很少。
And a ratio of 1 to 48 is pretty small.
但是事实上不是很容易做到。
But in reality, it's not easy to do.
我的意思是说每一天。
And what I'm saying is that every day.
那所以你到底有没有做没有人看见。
So if you have done it or not, nobody can see.
所以我称它叫做 inward, 内在的训练。
And that's why I call it an inward discipline.
我们如何让我们的灵性成长
？How can we let our spirituality grow？
有了这个内在的训练之后，我们再来要有这个外在的训练。
After we have this inward spiritual discipline, we must next have outward spiritual discipline.
什么叫做外在的训练
？What is outward spiritual discipline？
第一个，让我们的生活简单一点。
And the first is to simplify our lives.
我们现在不是太缺少，我们现在是太多了。
Right now, we are not lacking too much. We are in abundance. We have too much.
我们所拥有的太多了。
The things that we have are too much.
所以我们灵性成长的很少。
And so our spiritual growth is very little.
所以我们要让我们生活简单。
And so we have to simplify our lives.
那为什么说要先有内在的训练？
Why do we say that we first have to have inward spiritual discipline?
为什么现在的人需要很复杂？很热闹。
Why do people today like things to be complicated and very festive?
因为太简单的会觉得很 boring.
Because when it's too simple, it's very boring and tedious.
所以如果没有那个内在你很难去忍耐太简单的生活。
So when we don't have the spiritual inward spiritual discipline, then it's very difficult to go through a very simple life.
现代的人很难安静。
The people today, it's very difficult for them to quiet themselves.
你开车一定要把音乐打开。
When you drive, you have to turn on the music.
你一坐在桌上，你一定要把电脑打开，有什么声音，有什么影像。
And when you sit on a chair at the table, you must open the computer and have some sort of sound or images.
你很难过简单的生活。
It's difficult for you to live a simple life.
所以你也灵性的，你灵性的成长也很有限。
And so there is also a limit to your spiritual growth.
我们要让自己能够安静，能够单独一个跟神来面对面。
And so we have to quiet ourselves down so we can communicate face to face with God.
现代的人说我很难忍受孤独。
And people today say it's very difficult for me to go through loneliness.
我有事没事总要往人群里头去。
And if I for any reason I would have to go toward the crowd.
不管认不认识有人就好。
Even if I don't know them, as long as there's people,
有声音就好。
As long as there's a sound,
那个声音越吵越好。
And the more noisy the sound, the better.
你说这样灵性可以成长吗？
Do you think that you can grow spiritually like that?
那再来外在的信念，就是我们对人，我们也能够顺服。
And next, for outward discipline, we must also be able to submit to people.
在每个团体里头，总是有好多人想要做 number one。
And in a group, there's often many people who want to be number one.
这个其实也是对的，也是很正面。
And this can also be positive and right.
我们都要把自己最好的表现出来。
We always want to give our best.
但是问题是 number one 只有一个。
However, the problem is there's only one number one.
有时候不是那么好，但是也一定要做 number one.
And sometimes we're not that good, but we still want to be number one.
因为我不愿意顺服任何一个人。
Because we're not willing to submit to anybody else.
那大家很多人都要做 number one, 那怎么办？大家就开始争。
And what happens when everybody wants to be number one? Then there starts to be strife and conflict.
所以就有很多人受伤了。
And so people are hurt.
那有伤害怎么会长进？
And if there's hurt, then how can there be growth?
所以要灵性成长，外在的信念的第三个项目，能够过着彼此顺服的生活。
And so the third item of outward spiritual growth is that we have to be able to mutually submit to one another.
我们先能够顺服道理，顺服神，我们才能够才有办法去顺服人。
And we have to first be able to submit to the truth and submit to God, then we can submit to other people.
如何让我们的灵性成长？
How can we grow spiritually?
我们要知道，刚才已经提过了，就我们彼此之间的帮助，让我们灵性成长。
We've already mentioned before that our mutual help can guide us to grow spiritually.
我们在一起的团契，在一起的聚会。
When we come together to have fellowship and have service.
甚至有时候必要的时候，我们在人的面前承认我们的错误。
And sometimes before people, when we confess our wrongs, it is necessary to do that.
一个人如果不能够承认自己的错误，那么他就永远在错误里头。
If someone cannot confess their wrongdoings, then they will always be in the wrong.
一个人如果一直在错误里头，他当然灵性不会成长。
And if someone is always in the wrong, then they cannot grow spiritually.
那所以这个承认错误，我们先从向神来认错开始。
So confessing our wrongs, we first start with confessing our error to God.
但是毕竟神存在，但是我们看不见。
And even though God exists, we cannot see.
所以要让我们的认错更加的完全，更加的彻底，我们要尝试的在人的面前认错。
And so, for our confession to be even more complete, then we have to try confessing to other people.
如果你真的想要改掉你一个非常严重、常常犯的错误。
If you really want to change a wrong that you've been doing and that you commit habitually,
如果你只是对神认错，那常常是不够的。
If you only confess to God, then many times that is not enough.
你还会再犯。
You will still do it again.
因为神你看不见。
Because you cannot see God.
但是你如果在人的面前承认。
However, if you confess before man.
比如说你是夫妻，先生向太太认错，或者太太向先生认错。
For example, if you are married, and you can confess your sins to your wife, or the wife can confess your the sins to the husband.
哦，你们常常在一起，常常见面。
You guys are often together, and you see each other a lot.
比如说，我一看到我太太，我就想到我跟我太太正过哪一个错误。
For example, if I see my wife, I will often think about the wrongs that I have confessed to my wife.
哦，那我就会得到一个提醒，我有继续犯吗？
And I will receive a reminder. Have I continued to do it?
哦，我的太太爱我。
My wife loves me.
所以她也会问我说，你有没有再犯那个错？
So she will ask me, have you committed that wrong again?
哦，那我就得到提醒，我就得到帮助。
Then I received a reminder and I received help.
哦，在你们当中有你的好朋友，你可能可以向他哦来承认一个错误，你想要。真的想要改的。
Among you, if you have a good friend, you can confess your wrong to this person, and because you really want to change.
哦，这个至少有两个好处。
There are at least two benefits to this.
哦，你说出来的，你就哦看得见的人，你说向他说出来的，你就更有那个决心去改。
When you have said something to someone you can see, then you have a stronger determination to change.
哦，因为我们人就是人，这个是一个事实。
And because man is man, and this is a reality.
哦，你仔细的想一想，你跟神认过的错，你有没有再犯
？If you think carefully, all the wrongs that you have confessed to God, have you committed them again?
哦，你如果真的有，你如果有觉得说我还是继续再犯
，If you have thought, I'll continue to do it.
哦，那么你试着，你跟你要好的朋友，你跟他承认
，Then try confessing it to a really good friend.
哦，这可能是一个给你一个啊、哦，对你来讲会是一个更好一点的方法。
And this may be an even better method for you.
哦，你说出来了，你就更有决心。
After you said something, then you will be even more determined.
第二个，你的朋友知道了，他是你的朋友，他会为你祷告。
And next, your friend knows, and because this person is your friend, they'll pray for you.
第三个，因为他是你的好朋友，他会提醒你。
And because they are your friend, they will remind you.
那么
，That's the third one.
你就能够把那个错误改掉。
Then you can change this wrongdoing.
错误改掉了，你的灵性就成长。
And after you have gotten rid of this error, then you can grow spiritually.
啊，那晚上我就用这些来做我们互相的勉励。
And tonight I use these things for mutual encouragement.
灵性的成长是可能的。
Spiritual growth is possible.
灵性的成长是重要的。
Spiritual growth is important.